Long talked with you guys about the content that you can access with NordVPN.com/Fightful, but it doesn't just stop at pro wrestling. You can get MMA and boxing pay-per-views at a much more affordable price when you change your virtual location with just one click using NordVPN.com/Fightful. It doesn't stop there either. Football games. Man, if you want to check out those out-of-market football games, you don't have to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars. You can get NordVPN.com/Fightful and just change your virtual location. How about baseball games? They make it harder than ever to actually watch baseball games. It is a task, not with NordVPN.com/Fightful. They got everything you need, in addition to all the threat protection and security that comes with NordVPN. But if you want that content, NordVPN.com/Fightful is right for you. What's up, you guys? Welcome to The Hump. It is December 18th, 2024. We got Jimmy Van here. It's ROH Final Battle Week. It's the week before Christmas, obviously. Do you want to just call, you know, not do your Christmas and come here and talk about wrestling next Wednesday, Jimmy?
You know my wife well enough. What I'll do is I'll put you on the phone with her.
Okay.
And because I know I'm going to have family over that day and maybe an hour break's not the end of the world. So I'll put you on the phone with her. And if she says, yeah, go ahead, then maybe I will.
I'll be in New York City. I'm going to take my first, I say real vacation. I'm going to a house show the next day.
That's going to be fun, though.
Yeah, I'm excited. We do have Fightful Select Scoops that will be running Christmas Eve, Christmas, 26th, 27th, 28th, while I'll be out. So there is no lack of news. I'm still going to supplement the wrestling world with some wrestling news on those days on FightfulSelect.com. Some stuff is already scheduled. But Fightful Select today has news on a TNA departure. Also, ROH Final Battle main event news is coming to Fightful Select. Just $5 a month, $54 a year. And ROH interviews all week. Shane Taylor, Billy Starks, Lee Moriarty. I even had Big Boom AJ, who's going to be at the Hammerstein shows. But Jimmy, how you doing? How you feeling? Everybody get your super chats, Humper Chats in. Leave a thumbs up. John Taylor mentions the special election. I'll tell you more about that momentarily. Jimmy, how you doing?
Doing good, Sean. Good to see you. And this is actually our last hump, unless you do convince my wife to do one next week. Oh, no, you can't. You're going to be in New York anyway. This is our last hump, I think, of 2024. So I want to wish happy holidays to everybody that watches, and happy holidays to you and your family. And it was a good year.
There's no way that you can, you know, do a final hump without it going a solid hour. You got to make sure that hump lasts at least an hour. That's what we got to do. We starting early today because WWE had a event at HQ at 2. I got invited to that a couple days ago, and I really thought about going. Like, I even told Jimmy, I can't do the show Wednesday, but it would have been a 90-minute drive to Cincinnati Airport. I would have had to have gotten there early, wait, fly 2.5 hours to New York, pay hundreds of dollars for an hour-long Uber to Stamford, pay hundreds of dollars for another one back. And that's hoping that there was media availability. So unfortunately, we weren't able to make that work, which is a bummer. I was able to get to the AEW event on a couple days' notice, but it's a lot easier when Lexington and Dallas or even Louisville fly back and forth. But man, we've got like 20 interviews in the can. Like, I was worried about this period, Jimmy, because usually we have like, I get the WrestleCade interviews, and those will last a couple months, and then middle of the month is Royal Rumble. Boy, Rumble's not until February next year. So, man, I'm excited. I'm actually going to take a few honest-to-God days off. Very excited about that. But get in your super chats. Get in your Humper Chats. Favorite moment of 2024, says Orlando. Do you mean Fightful or wrestling? We can give you both. But, Jimmy, any favorite moments of 2024?
For wrestling, Cody winning the title at WrestleMania. That was a lot of fun.
To me, it is either that or Sting's retirement match, because Sting means so much to my wrestling fandom.
Yes, I'm with you on that too. Sting's one of those guys that I don't think anybody hates. Everybody, I think, likes Steve Borden. So I'm with you on that too. Yeah.
And I mean, Sting is responsible for my wrestling fandom. Cody and his story is responsible for a lot of the success in my career. So that one's a sentimental moment for me. Do you think we will see Penta on Raw on the new Netflix? I do. I don't think that showing that and seeing the reception that they get, that it can be anybody else, Jimmy. And if it's not, they better change their mind, sign him and put him on there, because this has created an awful lot of buzz. I think WWE will actually be able to do really, really well with him. I think as far as luchadors go, outside of Rey Mysterio, he is the best fit of a masked luchador they've had in quite some time.
I agree. The guy is walking merchandise, that guy. His action figures, his Mattel action figure will crush it. And so the tease on Raw, this is going to be on my list. Everybody thinks that's a reference to Ciro Miedo, which is one of his sayings, yeah. No fear. So do you think that's probably what that was? Was that a tease of
Penta? I do think so. That's what I'm led to believe. When I ask people in WWE, they wouldn't tell me no. And usually with something like that, they'd tell me no. But due to the nature of that Penta situation and the contract, and, you know, you could argue contract tampering, not a real thing. Torturous interference can be a real thing. So they weren't really saying much about him then. I wasn't even getting a response regarding him back then. But now, a little bit different. People are they're like, I don't know, one of those about it. But I think he would be really, really great.
I didn't know that he has a connection to George Kittle from the 49ers.
Oh, yeah. George Kittle's a fan.
I had no idea. I saw videos on YouTube where George Kittle said that he uses the motto Ciro Miedo. And yeah. I saw Penta was at a game and George Kittle went over and Penta gave him a mask. And I saw that and I thought, well, George Kittle's connected to WWE. This is like all tying in. You know what I mean? So interesting. One other thing I wanted to get your thoughts on. There's speculation. So you saw that the New Day had a little altercation, if you want to call it that, with Rey Mysterio backstage, right?
Yes, I loved it.
And
Rey is a locker room leader.
Right. And the speculation is, oh, Rey's going to get Penta against the New Day, even though Rey is part of another group already.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I like it. And eventually Penta can turn on Rey and bring in his own guys, like, or he can join the LWO. There's an awful lot of options there, I think. And I think it'll work out really well, because you have to immediately establish Penta, and working with Rey would go a long way. I was kind of excited to see a Rey Mysterio Dragon Lee team, but Penta kind of takes priority over that right now.
Yes,
I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, WWE has got to see the merch opportunities in him. I'm sure they do. The guy looks like I said, he looks like a walking action figure. So I look forward to his arrival. We'll see how it goes.
Any WWE contract news? Not as of right now. I mean, I'll say some contract negotiation news that I'm working on, but not necessarily contract news. And John Taylor says was excited to vote for the Fightful Awards and the special election today. So you can still vote in the Fightful Awards right now. I did have to do a little bit of a special election, because there are actually two categories that keep going back and forth to a virtual tie. Mm. So we narrowed it down to those two and put them in a special election, as well as I mentioned, if there was a match of the year contender that unfolds, or something big that unfolds where we got to do that, where we got to add them, we will. And this Sunday at Strong Style Evolved, Mercedes Moné and Hazuki had one of the best women's matches I've ever seen in my entire life. So we've got a special election that has narrowed down her and or that match and three others, including another Mercedes match, which is interesting because we have run into a couple situations, Jimmy, this year where it almost happened a few years ago, but it is happening now, where the same person is nominated for multiple things and it splits the vote, and then a third thing comes in and is beating it. It's fascinating this year. I can't wait to break down the stats and the data points of that, but check that out. How would you debut Penta, face or a heel? He's going to be a baby face. People are going to be very excited to see him, Jimmy.
I think so too. Yeah. I mean, you get that with everybody, right? It's like even when Adam Cole came back and everybody's like, why is Adam Cole the baby face?
Yeah.
It's because the crowd was going to take him that way. So, it's going to be very interesting. I really hope, with all due respect to the LWO,
anywhere worth going is worth going in good boots, and you can find your perfect pair at Tecovas. Tecovas crafts quality Western boots for everyone, from generational ranchers and lifelong cowboys to first-time boot buyers, which is what I was up until a couple of years ago. Growing up in Kentucky, you see boots everywhere. But I never jumped into the game until I found Tecovas, and I love it. Every one of Tecovas boots are handcrafted with over 200 meticulous steps for broken-in comfort right out of the box. Whether it's a long day or a big night, your Tecovas are built to last and impress. That's why Esquire loves them and says they're the reason we keep coming back to Tecovas. They are so comfortable. Plus, with Tecovas Best in the West guarantee, you get free returns and exchanges for 30 days. And right now, get 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS when you sign up for email and text. That's 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS. That's tecovas.com/SRS. See site for details. Tecovas, point your toes west.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Able that to keep him away from that, because I think that the LWO has a certain image lower on the card, with all due respect to them, and I think Patrick should be above it. So I hope they kind of keep him on his own, or like you said, put him with Ray and then eventually do a turn.
Toby says, when can we expect Alexa Bliss back? I'm glad I didn't report this, but I had been told that maybe she would be creatively factored in the fall, and then that didn't happen, so I'm glad I never reported it. It is a TBD right now. I know that she's trained a couple times at least. Sir Brendo says, Merry Christmas, Fightful team. Thankful for you all. Thank you so much. We greatly appreciate you guys.
Can you believe it's a week away, Sean? Crazy.
I know. I'm
crazy. Listen,
you know me. I don't really get excited to travel or anything, especially a travel where I got to drive to Cincy before. I'm very excited to take a few days off next week. This year has been a lot. It's been a lot. And one of those things, it is obviously a not fun thing to cover. Jake from Windy City says, not surprised about the Leaf fitting news today. Jimmy, would you like to get into that one?
Oh, gee, would I ever. So the main topic today, or the main theme, is going to be there's a lot of drama that happened this week in wrestling across multiple companies.
Today and specifically.
Today specifically. So this is what I wanted to get into. So we'll start with Lee Fitting. So if anybody might not know that name, currently he works for WWE. He heads up production for Raw and SmackDown. And a lot of the positive changes we've seen, he's been credited for that. Like the long camera following the guys walking through Gorilla and the high up camera shots and all of that. He's been credited for it. The Athletic published a detailed piece about him that came out today, claiming that he was dismissed by his former employer, which was ESPN, where he worked for over 25 years, due to multiple allegations of misconduct, including comments of objectifying women, criticism of their physical appearance, sexually explicit jokes. Now, I should note that Fitting has denied many, if not all, of those allegations. So we should note that. He was fired by ESPN in August of 23. He started with WWE in January of this year. And like I mentioned, there's been a lot of positive changes to WWE production. I imagine there's going to be an investigation, because people are going to be like, oh, WWE is going to fire him. They'll do an investigation first. But if anything comes out of that, especially after the Vince McMahon stuff, I think Ari Emanuel will not.
They had to inquire as to why this very successful guy, who quite frankly had been banned from the Emmys, by the way, had become available, because people like that don't just become available usually. So, I don't want to speak for WWE. It's hard for me to believe they were caught off guard by it. It's a very difficult thing to parse right now. I'd like to get some details and facts on the situation. as best we know, it was language that was being used and things that were being said as opposed to physical things. But again, you got to provide a safe work environment. You got to do that. And that is very important. And I mean, in the last 2 weeks, Jimmy, there's been, you know, controversy with TNA hiring Tessa Blanchard. I broke the story about Ryan Nemeth and all that. And he specifically took issue with AEW legal Chris Peck. There's the Jamie Hahn situation, BJ Whitmer's victim, which you and I have discussed. And obviously we have to be careful because, I mean, this is a person I personally know and I personally know to be a good person. And I had somebody involved in that threat. I wouldn't say threatening me, trying to intimidate me after covering the story, not from AEW, mind you, but you got to create safe work environments and have safe people. And you obviously can't control everything that your employees do. Ultimately, there is a responsibility on them, but there's also a responsibility for these wrestling companies to not put talent, staff, and the like in situations that maximize the possibility of it. I think you and I have had one situation where a staff member is being like a little aggressive towards other staff members, and we removed that staff member. Pretty quickly. Like, we were just like, no, we don't like the direction this is going. I feel, and considering all we went through with speaking out 4 years ago, and it was a light was really cast on how unsafe it was. There were a lot of interesting details that have emerged over the last 2 weeks from a number of companies. And Jimmy, as somebody who I know you've dealt with that in the past with other businesses as well. Yep. How do you handle that?
So in my situation, I gotta be smart about how I even talk about this. In my situation, there was an individual in my company who somebody came to me with allegations that they were being inappropriate with them. Mm-hmm. And the first thing I did, again, because you're going to have two sides to every story. So the first thing I did is I needed to see proof. And they were able to provide it. There was lots of text messages and chat conversations. And then after that, we spoke to the individual. The individual more or less acknowledged it. And I had to let them go. I mean, that's how it was. And in this situation, again, and I agree with what you're saying when you say that WWE probably had some idea, because UFC, which is part of TKO, has had a relationship with ESPN for years now. So I'm sure they had some semblance of an idea. Maybe they didn't know all the details that came out in The Athletic today. But yes, they had some semblance of an idea. And so after what Ari said about the Vince stuff, and when he basically said, you know, I'm not going to tolerate this, and anybody, you know, that is involved with this stuff is not going to be here. If an investigation, you know, proves validity to these claims, won't surprise me if he's on his way out. And that would be a big loss for them. But at this point, it's too early to say anything, I think.
If people want me to say what I think will happen, I think they will do something like say that he's going to sensitivity training or undergoing something like that, and they'll retain him. Listen, they put over his work a lot within that company. Like, they credit him an awful lot for that stuff. And again, obviously, doing that type of thing isn't okay, especially when identified by people. This isn't okay. Stop doing this. It is. It is. And I know I talked about the Ryan Nemeth and Jamie Hahn situations. They had issues with specifically how AEW legal handled things. And I mean, there are some elements of that that obviously we still got to look into. But once somebody kind of puts their word out there, we can discuss their word of it and all that. But that's a situation where I have long felt within AEW specifically, communication is their biggest problem and has been since CM Punk was hired. When CM Punk was hired, everybody that had an issue with him should have been brought together and said, this guy is coming in. It's going to be very good for business. Here's how we can prevent issues from happening. WWE also did not do that. They did give people heads up. Like, everybody knew, but they weren't able to do that. But WWE has better communication within the company. I think if AEW gets better communication, that would go a long way. And I want to say this. I'm not pointing the finger at him. I'm just saying he's good at it. You have Rocky Romero, who is one of the greatest communicators in wrestling history, Jimmy, has bridged gaps from so many companies, including many that you thought would never work together again. AEW took like all of New Japan's English speaking talent and he bridged that gap. TNA and New Japan didn't look like they were ever going to do business again. He helped bridge that gap. He's helped make a lot of these things come together. I think you should lean on people that you know have good communication skills like that. That way it's not somebody like a Ryan Nemeth, a Jamie Hahn, or to a lesser degree, Miro, Ricky Starks, Danhausen, Lucha Brothers, dealing with one person. Mm-hmm. You can communicate and find better ways to rectify these situations.
I mean, even the All In situation, right? Or Brawl Out, the Brawl Out situation.
Yes.
And that was completely mishandled. Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. That's one of many issues. You know, people, there's a lot of talk right now about how AEW is struggling with respect to their numbers. And a lot of people will point to Tony Khan and booking and all this stuff. But quite frankly, it's death by a thousand cuts. It's not just booking. You know what I mean?
That's
just the term they use. Like when a hockey team sucks and they say, what's wrong with the hockey team? The GM will say death by a thousand cuts. That doesn't mean the hockey team's going under tomorrow. That's just the term they use.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree with you. Communication could definitely be better in that company.
Jonathan Corona says, let's say Fitting is out, who takes over his job of production? That's hard to say because years ago, the one guy that everybody saw as a Kevin Dunn replacement was Mike Mansouri, and he is now under a lengthy deal with AEW. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of people will always go, well, Jeremy Borash, I think his job description is way different than that. Like he's doing a lot of things. Even with the new TV deal, could AEW still be canceled? I haven't seen the particulars of the deal. I haven't seen the fine print on it, but and I'm not trying to rail against you, Patrick, but this is where the goalposts get moved, Jimmy. Like for a long time, it was, well, they're not going to get a new TV deal. Well, their TV deal is not going to be as much as they're saying.
Right.
Well, their TV deal is not really that good. Oh, well, they canceled. They can't, even though they're getting paid way more money for way less content, it doesn't matter. And now it's, well, it could still be canceled. And I'm not trying to rail against you, Patrick. It is completely legitimate. But it is also a common talking point that people that move the goalposts use, Jimmy.
Yeah, I mean, this is I've seen this all over social media too. Could the deal be canceled? And I think I even asked you, do you know if the 3 years is guaranteed? But the thing is there's,
don't know yet.
There's so many unknowns right now because they haven't even started on Max yet, and that's a big that's a big part of this deal.
We should be getting details tomorrow. I posted on my little subscriber thing on Twitter. I'm posting some things that don't necessarily fit on Select, and I'm going to donate the proceeds to worthy causes. But I'd heard that there's going to be more details on what will be available on Max tomorrow.
Didn't Tony say World's End was going to be on Max, I thought?
Maybe, but I'll have details tomorrow.
Okay.
No, World's End won't be on Max. That's later this year.
Okay. Because he said that. Oh, I think what he said was, I think he said World's End is the end of an era before Max. I think that's what he said.
Probably.
But until the Max deal kicks in, we don't even know what the new television contract is going to look like yet. All we know is that Dynamite's sticking around. Have they even said if Dynamite's going to 3 hours? I don't think they've said anything.
No. We don't know if Raw is going to 3 hours.
Right.
Talent don't even know right now.
Yeah. Like, so I think until the Max deal kicks in and they're given some time with it, it's pretty premature to ask if there's the possibility of getting canceled. I think you have to kind of wait and see on things.
Indeed. Throwback says, happy holidays. It was amazing to be at the NXT show last night. Amazingly leaned into the history of the Lowell Memorial Auditorium and WWE. Says them leaning into it was great. He asked if they sold out the crowd. Did it translate to TV? Little Brody says, hi, thank you guys. Well, good to see you. Happy holidays. I haven't got to watch NXT yet. I had the night off last night, had to handle some stuff, but did you catch any of it?
I saw some clips. That's all I've seen so far.
I haven't been able to watch it yet. I'm actually hoping to watch it today, but yeah.
It's always refreshing when they're not the PC though. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got Slim Reaper saying, any update on Shockwave? I just heard it was still being discussed. As of now, it's a hypothetical. Like, that's it. He says, heavy rumors early, AEW trademark. Tony himself saying, AEW is set to create a Shockwave in wrestling, to now complete silence. Because nothing is done as of yet. As of now, that is just not confirmed. It's not like marked down. I mean, they were still announcing AEW Dynamite shows for within a month, a couple days ago for Cincinnati. Like it gets dropped on me. Hey, by the way, in a few weeks, here's AEW in Cincinnati and it's supposed to be an important show. Well, okay. They got to do better with that. They should not be promoting shows within a month of them happening if they can avoid it. And they don't know yet.
I'm sorry, Sean. I was going to say, and the thing people have to remember about the Shockwave thing, did it only come to light because somebody saw a trademark? Like, it's not like anyone has come out publicly and said, hey, we're negotiating with, FX for a show called Shockwave. I think people just saw a trademark, right?
We did see Swerve say, we're going to be on Fox.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah. But, we'll see. Dante says, AEW, like all wrestling companies, has issues. I feel like AEW is overhated. Feels like a lot of people are praying for their downfall for clout. Well, they absolutely are. And I mean, this is something when WWE was not good, that happened a lot with them as well. Even though there were legitimate criticisms, there were a lot of people that just used it as their thing to rail on.
Yep.
I've never quite understood that. I've lived through TNA being really, really, really bad and people thinking it wouldn't survive. AEW is not going to go away, especially if TNA never went away. AEW is not going to go away.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? I can think off the top of my head of two people. I'm not mentioning any names, but I can think of two people who they seem to have found their niche, which is ripping AEW. And then, they'll kind of pat themselves.
I don't want you to name them. I don't feel
no, I'm not going to name any names. But I think when the person said prank on their
downfall. Don't do it. Don't do it. I don't feel like dealing with that bullshit of people saying, oh, they went on there and they buried us. I don't want to deal with it.
No, I didn't bury anybody.
Not today. Not this week. Not this week. Dante. But yeah, I mean, that is a thing that happens. It becomes cool to hate on things. Listen, I've got a pretty low bar of what I like in pro wrestling because I love pro wrestling. If it makes sense and it's good, I usually like it, but. Thomas says, seems like this Chris Peck guy is a problem in AEW. Wouldn't you normally let a guy like that go? Well, we don't know the full story. It seems like there are major communication issues within AEW. I believe he was like a real estate lawyer for the Jags who now handles some stuff, including some contracts and obviously some settlements and settlement discussions. But again, I have not got a comment from him on this story or from anybody really repping AEW and stuff like that. But I know this was the line of thinking. And again, I have to be very careful about what I say. AEW and Jamie Hahn reached a settlement that included an NDA. Jamie Hahn felt as if AEW and specifically Chris Peck provided the defense with information that implied she was in it for the money or extorting AEW, and therefore BJ Whitmer did not get an ample sentence. He didn't do any jail time. He got house arrest as a result of that. I am not a legal expert. I do not know if he was compelled to do that legally or if that violated the terms of the NDA. I am unaware. I do not know. And quite frankly, I can't really talk about that in that sense. But
and you got to remember, there's always two sides to a story. And not saying that what she's saying is wrong, but sure, all we've ever heard, like you said, we've never heard AEW say anything about Chris Peck.
They're not gonna say anything about it. Like why, especially now that it's out there, it is you can't put the genie back in the bottle type of thing. Like they for sure aren't gonna say anything. JP Loves Gaming says, was there also for NXT? And boy, did I pop for Ethan Page saying he lost his smile. I did see that. The same building that Shawn Michaels did, such great stuff. Man, Ethan Page is such like a wrestling guy as well that I'm not surprised.
Yep.
Yes. Not surprised. Meet Norma says, happy holidays. Let's crank. Shelton versus Mortos will be meaty and the six man could be match of the night. Meet and greet near the burger stand in the arena. Kate will be filling in for me for that tonight. I'm a little under the weather, but wanted to get through this show. But man, Shelton has been killing it in AEW so far, Jimmy. And it makes me be like, okay, he was really wasted in WWE. It is very frustrating.
He's ageless too.
It's amazing.
Like he's got to be in his 40s, like mid-40s, because he went to school with Brock, right? So he's got to be in his mid-40s. Yeah, he's ageless. He looks the same now that he did, 15 years ago. in WWE.
Yeah. Lucky Charm says, is Liv helping her? Is Liv helping design her new merch? And that's why it's taking so long. She helped design her Revenge Tour shirt. Really want a World Tour shirt. I have not heard any update on Liv merch. I get a question about it like once a week. There are people that I've talked to that's like, well, we don't necessarily know why there's a lack of Liv Morgan merchandise. Like, we don't know what's going on here. But I have been asking. I promise I've been asking.
People are saying that Shelton's 50 next year.
It's insane, right?
He looks incredible. Incredible, yeah.
We've got Joseph Morris saying, I think Liv needs to win the feud more than Rhea, as I think it cements her more as a main event player, and Netflix may prefer her as a champion than Rhea. I think Rhea... Wait. Why would you think that Netflix would prefer her as a champion over Rhea? Rhea, listen, all due respect, I'm not saying they do or don't, but Rhea is like...
the hottest thing in women's wrestling.
When people find out that I cover wrestling and they are women, they ask me if I know who Rhea Ripley is. Have I met Rhea Ripley? Can I tell Rhea Ripley that they think she's beautiful? All this stuff. Every woman that ever finds out I cover wrestling, because they know her from Instagram, they know her from social media, all that stuff. That consistently. Rhea Ripley's a star. Does Liv need to win the feud more? Maybe. But I find it highly doubtful that Liv beats Rhea clean. Right. And she's already beat her, you know, with what she's done. Well, you know what, Jimmy? We could put betting odds on it.
BetOnline.ag is the official betting partner of Fightful. 100% of the time when you get the odds from Fightful, they are coming from BetOnline.ag. And it's not just wrestling. It's not just MMA and boxing. It's football. It's basketball, baseball, hockey. They have the earliest lines. You can bet big with the high limits and rebet functionality. They have the fastest payouts with winnings paid in minutes and the industry's best bonuses on every qualifying deposit. They've been trusted for 25 plus years. It's not some fly-by-night company. BetOnline AG has been there. They've done that. In addition, they're trusted by millions. They've got VIP rewards programs and a ton of popular games. BetOnline.ag, that's where I go to make my bets. That's where I suggest you go to, my friends. Please just bet what you can and bet responsibly.
Check out our friends at BetOnline AG. They have a Royal Rumble odds up as well. We have Adam the Red saying, I feel like AEW has a hard time following through on what could be a really good storyline when it comes to faction. The Mox storyline feels meh. I've missed the last 2 weeks of TV and don't feel like I'm missing out. I do think that there has been a disconnect with this Death Rider story, Jimmy. Like, it is, I rarely feel like this place sucks and we're here to save it stories work. The NWO was the exception. I just don't feel like it usually works that well. How have you felt about it, and specifically what Adam the Red said, as he sent a very generous super chat?
Very confusing. Very confusing. So when it started, it was all about they're taking over. And they specifically advertised Moxie's gonna take over TBS this week on Dynamite, remember? And then all he did was cut a promo. Then after that, they kind of it spun a little bit into, okay, they're not here to take over. Moxley just wants the talent to be better, to be hungrier, to have less ego. And that seemed to be the pitch. But then at the same time, he's trying to murder Orange Cassidy by pouring poison down his throat. It's been very convoluted, and it's not surprising that it hasn't hit. And you have to remember, this isn't long after the Young Bucks tried to basically take over AEW.
Liked theirs a lot more. They maintained power. They have power. We know them as EVPs.
Right. I think they're probably coming back to save the day, right? That's probably the idea.
I think Kenny Omega's probably coming back soon, too.
Right. It hasn't hit. And I don't know. The idea that Mox now basically voluntarily is going to put himself in a four-way for the title. And again, I think I understand the point. The point is, well, these guys all have ego, so they're not going to let each other win. I think that's the idea. But you're still in a tough spot when you're the champion. You don't have to get pinned to lose your title. It's been a challenging story for sure.
We have Pat Faruga saying, haven't sent a Humper Chat in a bit. Thankful for Fightful being a positive space in the wrestling world. How do you all reflect on Fightful's impact on the wrestling business? I can tell you guys firsthand, like we have told this story a number of times. Jimmy hired me while I was at the most visited wrestling news website in the world. And I fully believed that the work that I did helped take that place from number two in that category to number one, because I covered a lot of things that went uncovered, did a lot of things and helped start shows that weren't there before. I feel very proud of that. Jimmy wanted to make an impact in another way, and he was willing to take a loss on Fightful for a while to do that. Like, we did not make money for years, and I was very insecure about my job until finally he was like, no, I believe in you. I believe in your vision. I believe in my vision and what we can do. And that was important to me. And that was important to Jimmy as well, because Jimmy had covered wrestling before. Like, he knew the ins and outs of that. I'm very proud of that. Like, I will say this. One of the goals I had was to improve media literacy. I think it's only gotten worse since Elon bought Twitter, which, you know, I feel like I've at least helped with a little bit. But I still think that we've got many, many years of doing this. And I think our track record will speak for itself. But how about yourself, Jimmy?
So I've talked to you about this. One thing I'm proud of is that I see the name Fightful being spoken of in reverence. And I love that. Like there was somebody that we hired to do podcast stuff. Might have been earlier this year. And she was on another podcast talking about how she was going to be doing stuff with us. And they treated it like, wow, she's going to go do stuff with Fightful. I reached out to somebody when I was trying to help you get an interview. I reached out to one of their family members, had never talked to them before. I just reached out and said, hey, you know, I'm with Fightful. We're looking to do this interview. He immediately was like, I know exactly who you are. I'm a big fan of you guys. He's like, I can't believe Fightful's reaching out to me. And I love hearing that, man, because that was always kind of my hope. And you and I both know lots of people in wrestling follow Select. You and I both know this.
Yeah.
We'll see on social media where Fightful will be mentioned by talent. Drew McIntyre just the other day posted the thing about Sammy, and he jokingly put credit Fightful, because so many people make up bullshit on Twitter and then put credit Fightful to try to derail us. So he did it as a joke.
I think a good example is I hated the name at first. I hated the name.
Yes,
I know. I love
you
it.
You and Russo.
I love it because
the name.
I love it because there is no confusing us with anybody else. Like, there was one guy who thought that we were Fight TV at one point, but now Fight TV isn't a thing.
Right. Like,
we are that, and it's very important. I was at Best Buy getting my computer repaired at one point, and somebody asked for my name, and I go, Sean Sapp, and they go, Sean Ross Sapp. And I was like, oh, yeah. Okay, then.
Did you immediately say, does that mean 20% off my TV?
My friend Destiny FOMO will tell me that, like, she'll run into people that watch Fightful, and I remember Demon Diva one time said that she saw somebody watching our show on the subway train, like stuff like that. Like, that means something to me. And the people that support us mean something to me.
Absolutely. I agree.
Matt Hennessy saying, do you know if KO is re-signed with WWE? I remember hearing his deal was up in December. And with how he's been injuring Cody and Randy and kayfabe, got to think he's staying. Matt, I would almost assume that he's staying. But I have not heard or had to confirm. I know they had reached out to him a number of months ago.
He was the man on Saturday night's main event. Like, I loved the package pile driver. I thought it looked incredible.
He had told me before he was waiting for the right moment to pull that out, even after that had kind of been legalized, sort of.
It looked incredible. And Cody sold it like he'd been shot. And now I understand, maybe you can confirm or deny this, I understand that Kevin is going to do the Ric Flair Real World Champion thing, and he's going to carry around the Eagle
belt. I don't
know
if he's going to do that, but he should do that.
That would be amazing.
And they need to get him a real one, not a replica.
Right. But what's cool about that is that in the match, Kevin legitimately had the match won with the referee out of position. And Jesse Ventura even called out the fact that Cody had to use outside weaponry in order to win.
He was a willy cheat.
So, like, Kevin has a reason to lay claim to the title. Like, I think it'd be interesting if he's got that belt. I guess we'll see.
Terry Allen Jr. says, why Deaf Rebel will not communicate with wrestlers of inputs. Themes are vital to the audience participation. I don't know that they won't communicate. They just haven't. I've asked wrestlers, and they just say that they have not interacted with Deaf Rebel like they had other places in the past. But I have never said that they won't. It's just that they don't. And guys, I know I'm breathing heavy. Sorry, I'm going through it right now. I'm a little under the weather. I apologize. I'm trying to get it sorted out, I promise. Tony P says, quick question. Do you see Mina winning AEW Gold next year? Can you ask if the Max Dynamite feed will be like the Triller feed without commercials? Have you seen horrible storylines accidentally create great storylines after it? Have a happy holidays. I am trying to find out about the Max Triller thing. It is hard for me to believe that WBD will sell advertisement just for TBS and then take the hit on that for Max. However, I could also see it being a selling point for Max that covers that up where, oh, well, if you don't want commercials, come over to Max.
Do you know if Max has tiers?
I don't know. Whatever it is, you are about to be well acquainted with the tier that I subscribe to once they are on that platform.
I'm sure. Because I will say this, watching Saturday Night's Main Event on Peacock, watched it on Peacock up here, it was problematic. I mean, during commercials, you basically were dark. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So like they can't do that. So I'm assuming that when Raw goes to Netflix, if you're on the right tier, and like you said, I'm sure I'll know if you're on the right tier.
Buddy, I've got like 10 subscription services and two of them are about to hit my invoice now.
Fantastic. But I'm assuming that when the next Netflix deal happens, if you're on the right tier, you stay with the action during commercial. I'm guessing.
I think that would be a cool option.
They should do it because Peacock, when you're sitting there in the dark during commercial, it was just awkward.
Like Fightful Select tier 2, we put early access to our interviews up there. We have tiers on that as well. Mm-hmm. We've got advertiser tiers. If like an advertiser wants to subscribe and like buy select sponsorships and stuff, they're able to do that. So I like that they've sort of tiered that as well, and I'll be sure to get the most expensive one. YouTube TV jumped in price again as well.
I don't use it.
You know what? I will say to go back on Pat Faruga's thing, that's a thing I'm proud of. Jimmy has been very transparent. I had reservations about doing a paywall. Objectively, Jimmy Van was right about that. It changed my life. It's the reason Jeremy Lambert can be full-time. It's the reason Kyler can be full-time. It's the reason Colin, Robert, all these people, we were able to hire them was that paywall because clicks don't pay anything. Twitter doesn't pay anything. We had been taking all of our Elon bucks and converting it into like giveaways and stuff. The reason I haven't done one in 2 or 3 weeks is that they haven't paid worth a shit lately. Ad rates don't do anything now. It's sponsorships and direct to consumer. So when you guys send super chats, humper chats, or subscribe to Fightful Select, that's why. And I was a guy, Jimmy, who until I worked in wrestling, I didn't subscribe to wrestling news. And then I saw how much stuff was getting disseminated in irresponsible fashion. I saw how many places were taking like an offhand opinion of Dave Meltzer's and reporting it as, well, Dave said this was going to happen. No, he said he thought that might happen. And that like at this point,
you get that all the time.
And I do everything I can to push back on that because I used to be like, oh, well, I'll be very careful in my words. I do a Raw show. I do a Q&A. I do text Q&As. I do a Discord Q&A. I do the Hump, AEW, other weekly shows. It's hard to always be cognizant and careful of your words when people want answers. And like, for example, we got people asking us about Chris Peck. I ain't allowed to really comment on that right now. Like, I can't really elaborate on that for what I do and don't know, but I'm very proud of the fact that you see all these other subscription services jumping in price and we haven't yet. We have considered it. We have certainly considered it. And I can't sit there and say, I can't sit there and say that it won't happen. But what I can tell you is that none of these televised services and especially even many other pro wrestling services, not to rail on them, but six and a half, 7 years, we have not raised it above $5. And that was important to me, Jimmy, because I, quite frankly, before Fightful Select and before Fightful, I was poor as dirt. I was on food stamps working at Wrestling Inc. Like, I am not ashamed to admit that. I was struggling. It was bad. Not everybody can afford pro wrestling news, but if so, I wanted to make that as affordable as humanly possible for people. That way they can go, you know what? Maybe I'll just pass on getting this beer at a bar and I'll get Fightful Select
for this a whole month
or something like
that. Yeah. Huh? For a whole month. Yeah, you'll get Fightful
for a whole month. Yeah. I'm very proud of that. And that's very important to me. And accuracy and the story is very important to me. Like, I take the accuracy seriously. I don't always take my job seriously because I'm covering wrestling until there are things like the stories we're talking about today. Lee Fitting, Jamie Hahn, Vince McMahon, Janelle Grant, stuff like that. I take that very seriously. But man, I was living in a trailer within the last, 15 years of my life, and lived in a house with a sinkhole right next to it as recently as 3 years ago. So that shit is important.
And now you're going to Dallas Cowboy games.
I got a good deal on that. That was the first time. First time I ever went to a game by myself. Denise wouldn't go with me. She said she had to work, but.
If Taylor Swift was performing, she would have been there.
Yeah. By the way, guys, I'm selling my Bengals Browns club seats this weekend for the game. If anybody's looking, sell them for about $350 right now. Two club seats and parking. I don't want to sit in the cold. Hit me up. But it was the first time I had ever waited until like last minute to get tickets. And I watched the price go from those sideline seats. Down. And that was good. That was good. Should I expense that to you? That was on a business trip.
We should talk about TNA before the time's up here.
Yeah. I guess we should, huh?
You want to move on and talk about TNA?
Yeah.
So there's a bunch of things are happening in TNA. I was talking to you off the air about what the hell's going on in TNA wrestling. So first off, they got a new president named Carlos Silva, who's going to be overseeing TNA moving forward. And it looks like he's putting his fingerprints on things real quick. So they have a bunch of talent contracts expiring, including AJ Francis, Trent Seven, Kushida, Jay Chung, a bunch of others. Josh Alexander.
We just reported on Fightful Select, Steph DeLander as well.
Steph DeLander, yeah. Josh Alexander, I think, is expected to leave. Jordan Grace, I think, is expected to leave. There are reports, I want you to confirm or deny this. There are reports that many talents have been asked to take a pay cut. Have you heard about that?
Sort of. So I am working on a grander report about this, but I'll give you all this as of now. The way that it was spun to me was, well, they were offered less dates, and that as a result is less money. It was highlighted to me as same rate, less dates.
Got it. Okay. So on top of all of that, so you have talent leaving, including big names like Josh and Jordan. You've got talent, I guess, being offered less dates. And now, it felt to me like out of nowhere, Tessa Blanchard shows up, which there was a lot of online negativity about that. We saw people like Chelsea Green talk about what a bully she was to her and other talents as well. What's going on in TNA, Sean? What's going on with a bunch of talents? Contracts are expiring. Some big names are leaving. They're cutting back on dates. They're bringing Tessa back. What's going on in that company?
So one, they were trying to create buzz with Tessa. I don't think it was the right kind of buzz. Obviously financial cutbacks and things like that. I know that they had moved away from salaried deals to per date exclusives, which to me are one of the biggest scams in wrestling. Exclusive paid per appearance. Mm-hmm. Like, what the hell? What are we doing here? Like, to me, I think that is just why.
Does that mean that you don't have the right to appear with somebody else?
Yeah. Yeah. Who is outlined in that? Yeah. And it's a common thing in TNA. The tiered deals of AEW are like that, sort of exclusive PPAs. I think that's what Ryan Nemeth was on. TNA and MLW do it, I think it's ridiculous. I would never sign one of those if I were a talent. Mm-hmm. Never sign one of those. It just doesn't make sense to me. Like, either I'm good enough to sign for a salary, mm-hmm. or, well, unless there are guaranteed appearances in there. Because that's a situation a couple years ago that, like, Larry D got into, where he was on an exclusive paid per appearance, but they weren't giving him appearances. Mm-hmm. So there was no stip in there. I know that within MLW, there was at least a stip in there. Like, when some people weren't being booked, they still had to pay out a monthly fee. Like, that's the risk you take there. If there's no stipend, hell no, I would never sign one of
those. Right. The old WWE downside guarantee that they would do.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. It's very interesting what's going on there. And it wasn't too long ago that TNA was getting all this buzz because of the NXT relationship. Is that on the back burner now?
Yes, it is on the back burner. I haven't heard of anything updated. I will say this. I was told it's not a partnership. It is a talent exchange. That's what I was always told.
I mean, remember when Joe Hendry came into NXT? It's all anybody was talking about.
Created huge buzz.
It's crazy. And now you don't hear anything. It's fascinating. Okay. One more thing I want to talk about here, and get your thoughts on. It's the continuing saga between AEW and GCW. So last weekend, You know, going back a little bit, right? So Ricky Starks gets pulled after Effie made those comments on the podcast. Willie Mack, I think, voluntarily pulled out of GCW parents.
He was encouraged too by talent relations.
Right.
And there was a lot of miscommunication there, but AEW claimed they didn't pull him.
Right.
And somebody encouraged him to.
So now last weekend, Chris Jericho shows up at GCW's Highest in the Room 3 during a match with Matt Cardona against, of all people, Effie. And Jericho lays out Cardona. And of course, the idea is, well, they have a match coming up at Ring of Honor Final Battle. So that's how they're promoting the match. But that, of course, is everybody questioning. So you pulled Ricky Starks because of issues with GCW, but you don't have issues with Chris Jericho showing up in GCW. What have you heard about that? Because I will say this. So Tony Khan was asked about it by WrestleZone, and he didn't do himself any favors because he basically said, this is what we've done to build up other matches over the years, which didn't do himself any favors.
This is a hunch. And I have talked to everyone in that situation except Jericho. First off, Ricky is not going to be at Hammerstein. He's not in the country. When I talked to Brett Lauderdale, he wasn't even mad. He was just like one of those. And then he said something that I think that I can't really illuminate all the light on, but I'll say this. He's like, I'm disappointed. He's like, it's hard for me to be mad when I know that Tony Khan did, I want to say, a certain act for someone who Tony Khan had no business of needing to do that act for. Mm. In fact, if people heard about it, they'd be like, I can't believe that, because that person caused them quite a bit of trouble. And that put a lot of things in perspective for me there. I was like, God damn. Effie was like in disbelief that his comments caused that. But Tony was very much like, no, people will understand when he realizes he brought up my dad. And Tony is like a, don't bring up my dad. I am successful on my own now type of thing. Like, you want to say that I'm being paid to go away. Now I'm not going to pay this guy to come to you guys. There are a multitude of things. Ricky Starks did an unapproved interview. I thought he was very tepid in that interview. I don't think he said anything wrong
with Chris.
He said facts. He said, yeah, with Chris, it wasn't approved, but all he said was, wish I was being used, not being used, don't know why. Okay. He had been pretty well behaved, all things considered. They had extended his deal when he asked them not to, and then they haven't used him in the option period. That seems a little petty to me. That seems like, why not just let him go? You're paying him for nothing. Mm. Like, I understand if you wanted to use him, he's a great talent. Then this all unfolds. Ricky is not back on the GCW shows as of now. This was not a complete work, but I got asked last week, hey, maybe don't run this interview that you did with this person at WrestleCade as they were joking about the relationship and the matter, and said some things for the sake of entertainment that would not play well. And I said, you know what? I was considering not running that interview anyway because it was ridiculous. But here's how I feel. I bet Chris Jericho is like, I can fix this. Because that's like how Jericho is. Jericho, as I mentioned, those great communicators. I have personally experienced a situation where Chris Jericho tried to serve as a communicator. I don't have a relationship with Chris Jericho at all, but I was once asked by him, why are you not getting interviews with us? And I explained that I had asked, and he was like, well, that's bullshit. We should be doing interviews with your outlet. And I was like, well, that's awfully nice of you. Hadn't ever really spoken to him before or after. And I was like, okay, I see that he's trying to be the communicator here. I bet that he looked at that and he goes, this is something that I can mend. This is something that I can help repair. And my power within the company and the wrestling world can make that happen. And, you know, if he can, kudos to him for at least bridging that gap. I sincerely think that a GCW ROH crossover would be very good for both brands.
Mutually beneficial. I agree.
Yes.
Tony said he told WrestleZone that Matt asked him to do it.
Matt who?
Cardona.
Oh, okay.
He said Matt Cardona asked him, and he said Matt Cardona helped put it together. So,
interesting.
Yeah. So I honestly think that he needs to just let Ricky Starks work GCW. Like, all of this online negativity will go away if you just let Ricky Starks work at GCW.
Well, I wouldn't say all of it, Jimmy.
A lot of it will, man. A lot of it will. Like, just let the guy work GCW, and I think it'll settle a lot of it. Now, I want to ask
right now, they've got the Phoenix situation. They do have the Jamie Hahn GoFundMe that is up right now.
No, but I mean, like, the Ricky Starks aspect.
And then you got, listen, Miro dropping $500 on that GoFundMe. I think that speaks, you know what I mean? Speaks. Yeah. Like, it will, it, not that. There's always going to be issues, and yeah, they should be called out on those communication issues. There are plenty of communication issues that need to be rectified. I think I am not a person that's like, Tony needs to give up creative and all that stuff. It's his company.
And yeah,
it is, you know, his company. I
want to speak on that quickly because I've seen some outlets that I respect that have suggested, should Tony Khan step down as head of creative? And here's what I would say to anybody. If you owned AEW, and this is a private company, this is not a public company, they do not have shareholders to answer to. If this was your company, would you want to put the creative direction into the hands of somebody else? Because what happens if the company does worse? You know what I mean? Like, whether you succeed or whether you don't, wouldn't you want it to be based on your stamp?
Yep.
As opposed to put, yeah, like, to me, it's a silly thing to say, you know, Tony Khan should give up creative. This McMahon didn't for decades.
This is real bad.
He was bad, but in his head, he wasn't.
And that's also an indicator to me, like, think of, and also ridiculous that people bring up the viewership as much as they do. Think about where the viewership was when Vince McMahon was in creative and creative was bad. Look at the viewership now that creative is good. They're selling out arenas. It's lower than it was then because the world's different. But
yeah, the world's different.
FightfulSelect.com. Please subscribe. I am going to try to brave not being able to breathe right now and handle this Raw and Kickoff debut. We've got final battle news coming to Fightful Select. Jimmy, what you got? Anything before we leave?
Quickly, just give me a yes or no. Matt Cardona's t-shirt is now in the AEW shop. Does that mean anything? Okay.
No, there more coming to Fightful Select.
Happy holidays, Sean. Enjoy New York. And everybody, thanks for your support. Happy holidays. I'll see you guys in the new year.
Kim, thank you so much for watching us. Also, somebody said, do I see Mina Shirakawa winning a title in the new year? I could see her winning one. Also, check out our interview. My God, what a star she is. She was just wonderful. Please check out that interview.
Kim Gray, quick thing to Kim Gray. If you can, get yourself a guide at Disney. You'll bypass lines and save yourself like an hour plus. Just saying.
Guys,
Disney is hell on earth now, Sean. Too many people. Hell on earth.
Until next time, we're out.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.